I want to just share a couple of things, both to prepare us to come to this communion table, but then those of us who've gathered as well for the church meeting tonight, the members, just something that would help us prepare for that time as well. And I'm reading devotionally through Philippians. You probably, like me, have maybe a couple of places that you're reading in the Bible. I often like to be in the Psalms, a bit in the New Testament, a bit in the Old Testament. And sometimes you kind of turn and come to a book where it's like, oh, Philippians is such a blessing over the years. And I couldn't get very far without two little bits that just have hit me again. And one of them is just a prayer of blessing. And one of them is a prayer for the church in Philippi. And I've been making it my prayer for us. So here we go. Philippians 1 verse 2. You'll be familiar with these words, but you might not have paused to just think about them. Philippians 1 verse 2 just simply says, Paul says, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, just pause for a moment. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, he ends his letter in the same kind of way. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with your spirit. Amen. In fact, he ends most of his letters like that. In fact, the whole Bible ends with the Apostle John saying in Revelation 22, just this amazing little phrase he just ends with in Revelation 22, verse 21, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. So be it. God's amazing grace. And then I was reading on in Philippians, and I just found I was arrested by this prayer again. It's already highlighted in my Bible from many, many years back. And it's this, Paul says this, and this is my prayer. That your love, Christians in Philippi, your love, church, that our love here at Holland Road would abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight so that we may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. And so I want to just take a few moments as we come to this table to help us see how this table helps us really get in to those two verses. So, grace and love come to us through Jesus Christ. God is the author of love. If you want to know what love looks like, look at Jesus. If you want to know what love looks like, look at the cross at this table, which we come to remember again tonight. If you want to know grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. God's love is a gracious love. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, abounding in love, he's revealed in the Old Testament. And so God's grace is this amazing picture of him giving himself for those who don't deserve it. So none of us deserve God's grace. None of us deserve to come to this table. And yet it is a gift. As I've been reading recently, gifts are gifts. They're not rewards. Not because you got everything right this week or do everything right. They're gifts. They're to be received, not earned. You cannot earn your place at this table. It is a gift. And God's gifts are always very, very good because he is like that. And this gift, particularly this amazing gift of his son, Jesus, given for us. And as we come to this table that reminds us of both his love and his grace, it changes us. It kind of frees us from stuff. It enables us to think, wow, God, really, like we've been singing, you really love me. You've shown me such grace that I can, and this is the first wonderful thing I want us to see that happens. I can know a grace that unites me with you, Almighty, Holy God, and makes me ready for that day that's coming, and through Christ helps me be pure and blameless. And it's a grace that slowly transforms me. Lord, please may it be quicker rather than slower. But transform me with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, that it starts doing things in my life. It's the grace of God that unites us so that we can grow in our love for Christ, that our love may abound. I love that picture of abounding in the Bible when you see that word abound. Remember the waves on Brighton Beach. They come again and again. Right now, and all the way through tonight, those waves will keep hitting the beach because that's what grace and love does. God's grace abounds to us and God's love abounds to us so that God's love might abound in us. A love for him, because grace unites us to him. We go, God, wow, you love us like that. I love you, Jesus. You are everything to me. You are enough, as we were singing this morning. And you can see it in the lives of like those baptized. It's like, Jesus loves me, even me. And I want to say, I love him, and I want to get baptized for him. Isn't that wonderful? And you know, this grace can meet us anywhere, anytime. I probably, like some of you, have watched a few of these, I've watched one of the documentaries on the moon landings. Have you seen some of these? It was 50 years ago yesterday. And in fact, one thing I never realized that I picked up when I watched this documentary is that Buzz Aldrin, who with Neil Armstrong, he actually took a bit of the communion bread from his church on the spaceship and on that kind of lunar landing module that went down onto Earth. And before they walked, he got out the bread and he shared in communion. Because he wanted to know God's grace could meet him there on another object in the solar system. How cool is that? God's grace can meet us anywhere. I've also loved, you might have seen it, you pick up different things that happen at Glastonbury. And one thing that just happened at Glastonbury on the Friday night is Stormzy, who, I'm not a particular, Stormzy listener, I have to say, so I wasn't so aware of this. You probably don't even know who Stormzy is, maybe some of you. Others of you might listen to his stuff all the time. Anyway, Stormzy, Friday night in Glastonbury, starts leading the whole of Glastonbury in a song called Blinded by Your Grace. And they're singing about the grace of God and his presence. And hey, I don't know where, what you make of all that, but I tell you what, God's grace turns up and meets us in all kinds of places. And no one, not Stormzy, not me, not you, none of us deserve God's grace. But it unites us to Christ, and it can do that anywhere, and it's wonderful. And you see, as we do that, we must grow in our love for God. That's the growing in our knowledge and depth of insight. It's like, this is bigger than I thought. This is bigger than I thought. So my love is going to grow. And every day for the rest of your life, if you were to take time to reflect and dig into the scriptures and dig into these kind of times, your love for Christ can grow and grow and grow. I love it when I meet older people who are like that. They're like more in love with Jesus later in life than they were when they start. I remember as a student sitting next to someone like that. I sat next to them once. And I just thought, I want to be like that when I'm old. And I remember it even now. Well, can we be that kind of person who kind of people say, I sat next to you once and I can remember because they so love Jesus. But it's not just a love that abounds for Christ. The thing is that this grace unites us to one another. There's the horizontal, there's the vertical, but there's also the horizontal. God's grace, you see, it doesn't just unite us to Christ, but because we're united to Christ, God's grace unites us to one another, because God's grace, it's sufficient to save me, it's sufficient for me, but it's also sufficient for you. So we come tonight, and we're not perfect. We don't get everything right all the time. But just as there's a grace gap in my life that Jesus' wonderful grace has filled, so too there's a grace gap in your life, and God's grace has met that and overcome that. And so that means that the grace that I've received, I can show you, and the grace that you've received, you can show me. And as I say to our members when they come into membership, we talk about grace. It's one of the first things we talk about at the membership seminar we do. And I sometimes use this analogy. I used to be an engineer of oil in a gearbox. And I say, if you have a gearbox and there's no oil, if you have one bit of grit, then the whole gearbox will seize up. But what the oil does is it enables the little bits of grit not to cause the whole gearbox to seize up, but enables it to work smoothly and functionally. And grace is like that oil that enables us to work together and to see God work in amazing and wonderful ways, that our love might grow for one another. Because I start to see you and you start to see me, and we start to see one another as God sees us. How does God see us? He sees us in that righteousness of Christ. He sees us in that way where he loves us because we're his children, because we've tasted and received this grace. And so, wow, if God loves Adam, how can I not love Adam? If God is willing to go to the cross for Adam, then that is like, this is what Paul writes, and we see in Acts, Paul says, you know, that the church is the precious people of God, bought with the precious blood of Jesus. And so we love one another deeply. And we pray, God, please, would you keep causing that love to abound more and more so that we're ready. Ready for that day. One of the things I love about these times is I pray for you all the time, but I pray as I come tonight, Lord, just would you keep just helping me see people as you see them. I look out at you guys tonight and I just think, wow, God, wonderful brothers and sisters who I love dearly because of the love that God's poured into my heart. And I thank you for your love. And love is patient, love is kind, and we don't know all those things. Thank you for that love that you show me, the prayers. And as we come to this table, you might be passing it along, and the cup or the bread. And I encourage you, just maybe pass it along and say, hey, the body of Christ or the blood of Christ that makes you my brother or my sister. That wonderful picture of the love we have for one another. And that then all flows over into the glory of God, because it's not us who can love like that. It's only God doing it in our lives. It's not us who's righteous in our own righteousness, ready for that day. It's only Christ. It's all through Christ. And so it's all to the glory and praise of God. And as we love like that, as we receive that grace, then God will help us to discern what is best. Because that is the best way, is that wonderful way of God's grace and love. I want to end with this prayer as we come to communion, this prayer right here. So I wonder if you could just bow your head and just pray that God would take out of your life and heart any doubt about his love for you. This is the table where he showed his love for us. And as he fills you afresh with his love and grace, may this be our prayer. God, I pray that our love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that we may be able to discern what is best. And we may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. And so as we praise him now, just prepare your heart. This table is open to all who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. All who want to say, yeah, I haven't earned this, but I receive it. I receive God's grace and love. Lord, please keep transforming me to be a channel of your grace and love to others. Katie's going to lead us and stand or sit, sing or just receive in song as we prepare for this table.
stand together.
Come to this meal of remembrance that Jesus himself, the night before he died, and gave his life for us in love. He took a piece of bread. He was celebrating the Passover with his disciples, so it would have been unleavened bread like this, probably like this, striped and pierced. Though they didn't understand that he was the one who was going to be whipped, pierced. The very next day, for them and for me and for you. But he broke the bread, said, "This is my body, broken for you. Take, eat, all of you, in remembrance of me." And so we're going to be served with the bread, and I encourage you, believe in Jesus tonight. Receive his grace. It's what you most need, what will most help prepare you for his coming, and he will come back again. It's what will most transform your life. Grace transforms us into those people of love and grace more than anything else. As we really take hold of it and humbly come and say, "Lord, please, please, I turn to you in faith." So, Lord Jesus, we thank you for this gift of your broken body, your shed blood, as we take this bread by faith. We receive it with thanksgiving. Nourish our souls. Unite us afresh with you and with one another. Thank you for my brothers and sisters here tonight. Thank you for your presence here tonight, wonderful Savior. Amen.